This is Arizona Trails, and I'm Eb Eberline. Longtime Arizona Trails listeners know that I tend to get out of our lovely Sonoran Desert for a bit in the midsummer and go to where the snow still hangs, often the high Sierras. And this year, I was invited to go to Alaska by my wonderful friend Felicia. And now I've made it to all 50 states. It was the one I hadn't been to. And what a marvelous trip we had. Oh, snow, and more snow. A desert dweller who sees more snow in June and July than any time in the winter. That's me. We went to Homer, Alaska for most of the trip and took water taxis across Kachemak Bay to Kachemak State Park, a state park that rivals any national park in our great nation, with miles and miles of mountains, with snowfields and glaciers, spruce trees and wildflowers, roaring creeks that we would call rivers here in Arizona. Oh, birds and moose and bears. And I even heard the wolves howl one day and saw a print in the mud. I love Arizona. You all know I do. But it's a big world out there, and Arizona doesn't quite have everything. Yes, we did have glaciers once upon a time. The San Francisco Peaks were well glaciated during the last ice age, and those evidences are still there today. The high country of the White Mountains, Mount Baldy, also saw glaciation during the ice age, but it's not here now. With high temperatures around 60 degrees every day and occasional light rain, what they call rain, we call mist here. It gave me a great reprise from the summer heat, and I'm back doing my best to enjoy the early mornings. Yes, early mornings in the Sonoran Desert. What a marvelous time up before sunrise. And here in the city, the English sparrows and the doves, the quail, the curved-billed thrashers, all the marvelous birds of morning greeting us. So yes, I want you to get out and hike Arizona, but don't limit yourself, please, dear listener. When the road calls, when the distant mountains call, when the snow-capped peaks call, don't hesitate. Go. And spend time with your marvelous companions. And take your siesta beneath the snow-capped mountains. You'll be glad you did. So looking forward to seeing you sharing tales of your trips, and maybe a picture of your KXCI water bottle in some exotic location on the Arizona Trails at KXCI Facebook page. This has been Arizona Trails with Eb Eberline.